Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Tasnim Aslam on Monday sharply rejected media reports suggesting the government has ended AQ Khan's house arrest.
There is no change in his status. He continues to lead a quiet life with his family.
The denial comes a day after local media quoted unnamed government sources as saying the strict limits on Khan's movements were lifted last month. The report said the disgraced scientist was free to visit friends and attend dinner parties in and around the capital. Khan is considered the father of Pakistan's nuclear program and remains a popular figure throughout the country. In January 2004, he confessed to running a massive network that smuggled critical nuclear technology to Iran, North Korea, Libya, and other countries. Pakistan President Pervez Musharraf pardoned Khan but placed him under virtual house arrest. He refused to let international investigators question Khan, and the full extent of the smuggling network has never been revealed. The unconfirmed reports of his release come just days after U.S. lawmakers renewed demands for direct access to the Pakistani scientist. During a hearing in Washington last week, Congressman Gary Ackerman said Khan's smuggling network was likely still active, albeit under different leadership. He described the issue as the single worst case of nuclear proliferation in the last 50 years.
But what is most startling is not the scope of Khan's network that stretched as far as we know across 10 countries and involved at least 30 companies and middlemen, but that so few countries, companies, or individuals have been held accountable. Apparently, the stiffest penalty the Pakistani government can impose on those who sell the nuclear crown jewels is house arrest.
Pakistani officials have dismissed Ackerman's comments and say the government has cooperated with international agents and shared the findings from its investigation into Khan's smuggling network. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.